you're all in a challenging mood.
I
want to know.
Like Mr. Rosti, you are my god sister. And I'd like to be here with so much harmony.
You remember something? Remember, I remember something to see you.
Right.
That once in my young age, I also was some police officer.
Yes, also
been
police officer.
Yes.
With a big stick. We've got
tangent.
No, stick, sir.
Oh,
riding on the horses.
All right.
Yes, riding on horse and keeping pistol.
It's a shame there's a PC Chris Warren at Boreham Wood Police Station who goes to India every other year and he stays for about 6 weeks.
You should try to meet me. I'll be so glad if you are going.
I'll try and get him to come up here. How long?
You should also come to India.
Yes. My wife's more into hotels than you know.
Question is,
many devotees over the years in ISKCON have felt a lack of warmth and a lack of Krishna-centeredness. Still, I and others who I have spoken to feel that just as the child's shoe represents the child, so ISKCON institution represents Prabhupada. You have come to help ISKCON, but many devotees feel disturbed by the apparent difference in some of the details of practical devotional service, practicing devotional service, and it may cause more diversity than unity.
One question. I want to speak to the truth that it is very hard to understand any bona fide guru, almost for a disciple. When he is mature in all senses, and then he will be equal to his
guru's
mood. Then he can realize the moods of his guru. It has been told in our Shastra, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to tell us, you should have to be a deva, God, and then you can understand the moods of God. So I think the disciples of Swamiji, those who are senior and served Swamiji, and they were trying to know him and his heart and mood, they have been checked, controlled by unbona fide disciples. So they are not clearly realizing the moods of Swami. And that is why they are telling that the superior persons which are knowing the hearts and moods of Swamiji, they should descend more in our category. They are not feeling this, that they themselves go up and try to realize Swamiji modes. They have not gone to their book, to Swamiji's books. Only outwardly they have seen him. Some are trying to know the modes of Swamiji, but not all. So, I think what I have seen him, realized him in our disciplic line. For 50 years in this movement with Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they are so qualified disciples, and also to Swamiji, I was in very close contact with him. He has written in his books everything, but they have not carefully and deeply went through the books. I will show by his only versions and by his writings in his books that I am the same line what I am telling, to improve their knowledges. But they think that I should be dragged lower in their category. But they should go up to understand the words of Swamiji. If anything I am telling different to Swamiji, they can tell what I am telling different to Swamiji's. But I am telling that different from Swamiji. I will prove it out. But I am not going in this spirit. I want harmony to help to take them up to understand Swamiji. It is apparent that all disciples of any bona fide guru cannot understand their interior heart. And so very rare can follow them. I'm thinking they are outwardly that seen Swamiji. Some of them have tried to go nearer his heart. But those who have wanted to realize him more, but they are now controlled so much to tread very low. They don't want to be harmony with them. Those who are seniors, not in age and not in
position,
diksha, but it not depends on seniority in years. devotional sins and paramarthic spiritual things. They don't. They realize by seniority of age, seniority of learning so much, seniority of being with him. It depends on the what they have surrendered, how they have surrendered, and internally how they have served him. It depends on that. Any worldly knowledge cannot know all these things. It is apparent. So we should try to have an answer, from the books of Swamiji himself. They tell that you are in different mood about jiva-tattva. But I'm telling in the fact that in what line he was about jiva-tattva, Krishna-tattva, Maya-tattva, loving, affection, devotions, sadhana. Same, not a difference in this. We can take first as a jiva-tattva. This, I cannot so-called devotees, but I can tell that those who have outwardly heard him, they tell that jiva has come from Goloka. In Chaitanya Charitamrita or in anywhere, Swamiji has told like this, but not has told so. But anything cannot be taken as a proof or any evidence or any solid truth. We'll have to judge it by six fundamental
characteristics.
Upakram, upasanghar, arthavar, abhyas, arthapatti, and sansar. Anyone, Yashodama is telling that Krishna is chore. He is
thief.
We'll have to not take this as a fundamental truth. We'll have to judge by where in Srimad Bhagavatam told in various places like this. Now, at last it is then told that he chose. In the beginning it has been told chose. And in conclusion it has come that he chose. Then you will know that he chose. But we see that anywhere not like. It is like a joke. So it cannot be taken that. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told that Krishna is chore. Similarly, he has told that jiva has come from Goloka. In the beginning, all tutors, all the paramarthic
spiritual
masters, holy masters, we also, our Guru Maharaj also, Prabhupada has also told that Krishna bhuli sevi jiva, anadi bahirmukh, in Chaitanya Chaitanya. We explain like this, that Krishna, jiva has forgotten Krishna. But forgotten from where forgotten? Ordinarily, or in a common telling, it will be told, oh, he used to know Krishna. He was with Krishna, serving with Krishna, then he forgot. Those who are reading ABCD, they must be told like so. Otherwise, they will not never know the truth. After some time hearing, then we will tell that Jeev has come from a middle place that is called Tatastasa, no? Where Narayan, Karnabdhishai Vishnu, from Tathasasa. When more matured, then we will see that Jeev has never come out from anywhere. The rays and sun, they are both permanent, eternal. So Jeevas are eternal, Krishna is eternal. Only this Tathasasati Shakti has been told for beginners. Like a rays and sun, they have some relations. So there are two kinds of Jeevas. Those who never saw this world and those who never saw that world, never can. You should begin my notes. Well, I will have not to answer in this. The lines of Swamiji will answer you, and you have surely faith by seeing the explanation or purport of Swamiji. And you will yourself judge that I am telling truth. And Swamiji is telling truth. No different things. In this case, in any case, they are seeing difference. But a guru in the beginning is different from when the disciples are matured and they hear their guru. And they say, oh, he's telling difference. But not different. One platform, one mixed platform, and other seeds, and then roots. Roots are non-different to this seed. But if anyone will tell that, seeds are different from the roots, then we will see, understand, that he is not so much intelligent. Like a boy and child, he is different. You should read some different persons. But I am clearing only the same thing and giving them that. What he wanted to say you, what he wanted to give you, but you have not understood. Now you should understand. This is like mode of telling or giving. You should hear something.
These are just a few quotes. There's many more. We only started compiling them yesterday.
I'll give you a note that you have.
This is from the third canto, chapter 15, 48. Yes, sir. They're all short excerpts from different purports. This is from third canto, chapter 15, text 48.
You are hearing?
From Vedic scriptures it is understood that sometimes even Brahma and Indra fall down, but a devotee in the transcendental abode of the Lord never falls. Then 3:16:26. The Lord replied, oh, no, the purport. The conclusion is
purport.
That...
Yeah. From written by Srimad Prabhupada.
These are all excerpts from Prabhupada's purports. The conclusion is that no
you
one...
You should go and see the books. I think that you have not seen all these things very carefully and deeply. Now you should take these notes and see. And then you should realize that what I am telling, Prabhupada was telling you. Read on.
The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha, for it is the eternal abode.
Very, dhire. Again?
The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha, for it is the eternal abode. Next is from 5th Canto, Chapter 11, Text 12. This ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nityabhada or Nityamukta. One is eternally conditioned, and the other is eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living beings are in Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Next, this is from 7th Canto, 1st Chapter 34. I'm going to read the text also because the text itself discusses the same question. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired, what kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu Bhaktas? And what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this.
He cannot believe. He has a duty.
Yeah, this is Yudhisthira.
Anyone cannot listen.
And this is the purport. In Bhagavad Gita 8:16, the Lord clearly states, Mam upetya tu kaunteya punara janmane vidyate. One who is purified of material contamination and returns home back to Godhead does not return to this material world. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Krishna says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo viti tattvata taktva deham punara janma naiti mam iti sorajana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Maharaj Yudhisthira, therefore, was surprised that a pure devotee could return to this material world. This is a very important question. And in the next text, the bodies of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are completely spiritual, having nothing to do with the material body, senses, or life air. Therefore, kindly explain how associates of the personality of Godhead were cursed to descend in material bodies like persons. Purport. Therefore, it is to be understood that when Jai and Vijay descended to this material world, they came because there was something to be done for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is a fact that no one falls from Vaikuntha.
Yes. You understand? Jai and Vijay had not fallen. They have not been fall down from there. They knew that their master wants to have a taste of deer rush.
Chivalry, fighting.
No?
Fighting.
He has tested all things, but now he wants to
taste
a deer rush, fighting mood. They knew Jadija. Oh, our Prabhu is in a problem. He should solve. He wants to test, so I should fight with them. We should fight with them. But we cannot fight in friendly terms. So we should be opposite. How it be? Without Prabhu, we cannot be opposite. So they prayed to Prabhu. Yes, I will give chance. So he called
Chatushan.
They did not come to their own any purpose. They came called by Narayan, by inspiration of Narayan Dekhi. And he gave Jogmaya to do so that they became angry with these two Jai Vijay.
and death, cursed, that go for 3 births there and be demon. See, they become so tired. But outwardly they were outwardly they were showing that if they are so much unhappy, at once Prabhu came and told them, "Oh, don't be worried." Also to Sanat Samandal, Sanat Kumar, also to them, "By Yog Maya, by my wish, I wanted to wrestle and to test Bir Rush, so I have killed Shiva." And then in one form Jai Vijay was present in Vaikuntha, and other manifestations she came and took 3. And it was only a time for a moment, coming and going. There, 1 minute, it means how much we cannot calculate. So when they came for 3 births, it was a minute or second, and it passed. They again went to Vaikuntha and they mixed in their
original forms.
Understand? So he is telling us. So there must be some explanation to understand the views of Swamiji, the modes of Swamiji. Anyone cannot go without who has understood these things. We have so much, we were so much lucky in past years, past birth also. And also we have so much gained from our Guruji and all others from Swamiji. We can go deep. Now I see that they cannot go because they are all controlled. Bhakti cannot be controlled by all these things. So they should be proud to enter the modes of Swami. Now again, sir.
This one important one here. Gurudev explains that after attaining, if one attains Bhava Bhakti in this life and gets his Swarup Siddhi, then he can go to where Krishna is performing his pastimes in the material world and meet Krishna for the first time. And Srila Prabhupada confirms that in this statement from the Krishna book. Mature devotees who have completely executed Krishna consciousness are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is appearing. In that universe, the devotees get their first opportunity to associate with Krishna personally and directly. That's from Krishna Book, Chapter 28. Then there's another quote here.
In the writings of Swamiji, in Krishna book, in Chaitanya Charitamrita's explanation, in Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has quoted the view of Jiva Goswami. Where is that? Jiva Goswami has quoted. I know many aspects of all these things from Jiva Goswami, but because I have read from my Guru the Jiva peace. So, I have not given in this because I want to answer you in the same language and writing of Swami. What Rupa Goswami has told, what Baldevi Vidyabhushan has told, what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, what Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti Vinoda has told about this in Jaiva Dharma. I know so much that they cannot go there. So I tell in harmony that I am in the same line, telling everything in the same line, same word. I want to glorify Swamiji by all these things. They have not realized what he wanted to tell. But they are fearing that I am telling other line. Our whole masters, disciplic orders Acharya, were in the same line. And I think he was in the same line. What Prabhupada told, he has told. Not all, some part. What I am telling, I cannot tell in whole my Guru's bhui. Only very little part. So you see, I have a belief that I am not telling anything different. You can tell anything, but perhaps you are with me here in 10 days. What I have told, that it is against the principles of Swamiji, or against Srimad Bhagavatam, or I have told so high things of gopis, rasa, what I have told. Anyone cannot give any example from my
lectures,
classes. If there were some experienced persons and high persons knowing all deeply things, then I would have told so many things. So many things. They cannot dream, they cannot reach in 100 verse, I know this. Swamiji used to love me, affect me, and he wanted to be with me. Why? He used to see me as equal in every respect. But I don't feel that I am equal. I was only dust of his Lord. But he wanted to reward me. He apologized me. I am not qualified to be apologized. But he told me like this. As a friend matters, a friend can do like this. But they are not recognizing this. You can tell. You are satisfied by these answers and by this hearing?
Yes.
Any doubt, you can take one. I will tell them to give the copy and you can see the books first. I think that you have no chance to go all these things. But now you will realize. So any God brother like a Siksha Guru is required. Without Siksha Guru, we cannot know the modes of Diksha Guru. Because they are in same level, they can't. A devotee cannot, third class devotee cannot make a...
I was thinking that maybe this was said to me because it's, although I never thought of this particular aspect, it didn't worry me so much. But if someone, maybe from BBC or someone said, oh, he's saying different about this subject matter than I might have thought, So maybe this is why it's just right to me.
But this was not one of her questions, the jiva tattva issue.
No, I told her.
But she understands that you said it for a purpose. If anyone or the GBC says anything, now they know what to say, because you have given this answer kindly.
So I will
And
I may have done.
Oh, in the future, if anyone says to the devotees that Srila Narayan Maharaj has a different point of view on this issue, now they have your tape and they know what to say.
I request you to know that not only in this, any subject, you should believe me that I am not of different opinion. It is, they have been misguided and not gone through his books. But merely books will not do anything. By Shiksha Guru, he can know all these things. That is why Nichaitanya Chaitanya, it has been told that Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru both are Swarup of Krishna. So he should try. He should not deny the existence of Shiksha Guru. Then what is she telling?
We have heard that you give first and second initiations without the need to follow the rules and regulations.
This is
true?
Quite false. False as in Safed.
Clear? Yeah.
Quite wrong.
White? White Safed. White
wrong.
Anything. Bhishu, you can realize by this thing that my disciple never have not fought. But why their disciples are going? What is? If they are not bona fide, my disciples. Myself, I chant 1 lakh Harinam daily, you know. I should not tell. But I am telling only for your knowing. And I think that you can tell, ask him. What to speak of my devotees? When he come in my touch, all came in my touch. Depending to chant 1 lakh, not less than 50. They may be wrong in any case, but I cannot this. I have so much faith like Swamiji in Krishna. He told that I will give the facilities of boarding persons to take meat, eggs and everything. And after that, they will be bona fide. So I have confidence in me that when I will see anyone, I can judge that he is bona fide or not. So I give anyone. You can see any my disciples that they are taking eggs, wines, pyaaj, lashun, or anything, all used to try to complete Harinam in 50,000, more than that, some are chanting. You can ask anyone, my disciples who are here. So it is quite what?
False.
Only they are propagating them, and by doing so, they are doing some kinds of aparad. To do or speak against any Vaishnava, it is quite wrong.
I have come from Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami and Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, who are the
Sannyas Guru.
Guru. He has seen anything, a specialty in our Gurudev. That is why he took his Sannyas Guru. And he wanted Swami, he loved me, he affected. I sat so much as my bosom friend and Shiksha Guru. I think they have not done for Swamiji that. So, if I am in my Guru line, all the Gauriya Vaishnava, except these only some persons, they never told like this. Those who are with me, so many acharyas are with me, Vaman Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj, Tibikram Maharaj, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj,
Gopal
Krishna Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, all do, why they do? If I am doing so silly things and against Shastra, why they do like this? Charu Maharaj, I see that he is a very orphan boy. When I see, I
show affection.
I give him my affection and love to him, like a very small child. And they. How to do the service of Swamiji? I have told, I have tested that boy. He was like a boy with when I saw him. Swamiji told in his last words, you should hear and try to follow. Why he told? So they are all doing propaganda, and what those are doing who has not met any time with me, only they.
I think she doesn't understand when you mean. You mean that when Prabhupada was on his disappearance bed in Vrindavan, he told Bhakti Chu Maharaj and the other sannyasis, listen to what I have to say. And at that time he asked Chu and Narayan Maharaj, now I have collected many monkeys. They know how to fight, so you please pick them up and make them good devotees.
Charu Maharaj is like a very little boy with, in my view, but I honor Bhak because he has done so much service to Swamiji. But even now, when he meets, it seems that he is my little boy, like son. I think all of them like this. Where is now Australian?
Bhavani.
All of us. But I am still serving Swamiji. What proof should you give more? So they are not understanding you. Perhaps some material gain and loss has come in their minds, not spiritual. So I pray to Prabhupada and Krishna that they should give inspiration to think and to see my words and my all these things in favorable of Swamiji, to illuminate the views of Swamiji. I'm not going to tell anything new. There is nothing new with me. All are old things coming from Brahma. Swamiji has not told anything new. From the same bottle he has given, and from the same bottle I want to give and to give. We have nothing new. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has never told anything new.
what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, all are things. Portals are new, but the vine is the same. They should understand.
Another question? Do you reinitiate disciples of ISKCON gurus?
Quite false things. All false things. Only propaganda. And this propaganda is not propaganda, but all offenses. I never know. They can give any instance that I have done, they can tell. They can show me any their disciples. I have told her that I will not tell you Jabiran. It brings some pain in my heart. So I am not you changing your name, but I will call you Shyamrani. It will give me so peace, so happiness. That is I called him. You can ask whether I have given him any new initiation or anything, you can ask. He has come from Satsang Maharaj. You can ask that I have given new initiation or anything to anyone. You can call and see yourself. Don't believe in propaganda. All is false, quite false. Do you believe in my words? Again, go on.
Could I just say one thing?
It is clear?
Yes, thank
you. You should not have belief in them. I request you, don't believe in their propaganda. You can research whether I have reinitiated any one of his school.
What I was just saying is that I'm not repeating things that the authorities in his school have told me, just what's being said amongst the men.
She said it's not the authorities who said that.
I'm not saying it, maybe, I don't know.
She's just hearing it from devotees around.
No, you should not believe. Third-class devotees. No? You should not believe the third-class bogus devotees.
Well, we're checking for ourselves. You should. I believe you.
You should inquire yourself.
That's why we're here.
No. You should ask, who is the person to whom Narayan Maharaj has initiated his, if he is initiated by him. You should note the name and inquire yourself to that devotee, that prayer I have done. I have so many proofs that so many persons came to me from ISKCON,
giving up ISKCON,
because there's
no faith of ISKCON.
No. Because their gurus has fallen down. About hundreds of persons came to me. I told that I will be your Shiksha Guru. Follow my words and go to ISKCON and select any qualified guru and go to them. And I have done about hundreds like so, to Tamal Krishna, to Govinda Maharaj, to Sivaram Prabhu, Sivaram Maharaj, and all others I have done like so. And if you like know the names of them, I can tell also, if you need. So many. They wanted to take me sannyas from myself. I told you, no. I will only be honored by your Shiksha Guru or your helper only. I don't want to have any disciples. If I wanted, I have done hundreds and thousands of disciples in India. And all the acharyas of Gaudiya Math, all the disciples honor me more than their guru. So much honor. Why should I hanker to give them if they are related to ISKCON? I will never do, I have never done. I am never doing.
Prabhupada always advised caution and care in discussing Radhakrishna Rasalila. This was to combat taking them cheaply. Apparently, you discuss these pastimes more openly than Prabhupada did. I always understood that Lord Chaitanya only discussed these pastimes with 3.5 associates who were elevated devotees. This confuses me, as many of us still seem quite entangled in the modes of material nature. So when does one become qualified to hear these pastimes?
Have you attended my classes here?
Yes.
What I have told about Rash?
Happened.
You have heard anything about Rash that I have told?
One young devotee.
I don't want to tell any others. What I have told you.
No, I haven't. I've only heard.
Achha, call any of the members. I'm here, Holland 10 days, here 10 days. Where I have told like this? Only this is also a propaganda and very false things, stupid things to tell like this. You can quote any word that I have told, but I tell what Prabhupada has told, that our goal should be the Braj Prem. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajeshatanayastadhama Vrindavan Ramya Kachitupasana Bajubadhu Bargaina Jakalpita. Amongst the all kinds of services to Krishna, the service of gopis are highest. If we are not telling this, that we are not bona fide devotee. We must tell this. But what I am told, that Krishna has something catch up gopis, what I have told like this? But I know that when they are not in touch of myself, Govinda Lila Amrita, Krishna Bhavana Amrita, Bilap Kushmanjali, and other books of Swamiji, which are
under
lock and key, we don't tell anything. All have been published and they were to each devotees. How can this? Who did these silly things? They should be questioned. I have not told anywhere like this. But I tell that the frame of gopis are highest. And Samiji has told everywhere in their books. Everywhere. Srila Prabhupada, the Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji, our Gurudev, our disciplic orders, all have told this requires nothing, any qualification, only Shraddha needs. That gopis are highest. Five kinds of servants of Krishna, among them gopis are highest. This cannot be told. Can we not tell this thing? Why not? What are these objects of our bhakti, sadhan bhakti? It cannot be told that a gopi prem? But what? It requires no qualification, nothing, only shraddha needs. I am telling how Krishna stole makhan, and how Yashoda Devi was finding Krishna. There are so many siddhants in two angles.
Two fingers.
Eh? Always
two fingers.
Two fragments lace. First, first rounding, second rounding, third rounding, always 5-2, not 3 or 4. We cannot say to disciples or any those who have Shraddha, can we not say these things?
No matter how much you try to bind the Vishwa,
we cannot. In the classes, I live in Mathura, in Vrindavan. They are of very high grade. You are seeing here this boy, that boy, also this boy. But you are not knowing. If I tell them to stand up and say anything, they will tell more clearly all these siddhants more than any of ISKCON leaders. I know this fact. If you will have a chance to hear them, you can hear how beautifully they will tell. ISKCON leaders cannot tell. They will tell only, oh, give up this, give up this. They are very special to tell all this. And we will tell something, but not negative, but positive side. Have a bhakti, nishtha, all these things. We will try to develop their shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, by always telling them Hari Katha, so that mind should not be like a jiru and go to other things. That is the difference, but now ISKCON devotees and in my line. Not in my line, or line of Gauriya Dhara and Swamiji Dhara. Swamiji Maharaj wanted to do this, but they were so much affected by all these things that he used to tell like this. So, you are not the same devotees when you are beginning, about 15, 20, 40 years before. Now have increased your senses. Something knowing all these things. I don't have any need to tell you that you should give it wine, omen, no. Well, I know that you are following all these rules. Why should I waste my time? I will tell something which is positive, will increase your level things. So I do this in the line of in India. No. Nothing to tell about this in Braja, especially that don't take eggs, don't. Anyone does not take. Why I should tell? So this is the difference. But no difference.
Can I read one quote that
is
appropriate?
Yes.
It's just many devotees say that we shouldn't read anything other than Prabhupada's books. And he's given a nice quote here in this connection. From Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
Siddhanta baliya chitte nakara alas iha hoite Krishna lagi sridhari ramanas. This is Adilila 2:1.17. This is from the purport. False devotees, lacking the conclusion of transcendental knowledge, think that artificially shedding tears will deliver them. Similarly, other false devotees think that studying books of the previous acharyas is unadvisable, like studying dry empiric philosophies. But Srila Jiva Goswami, following the previous acharyas, has inculcated the conclusions of the scriptures in the 6 theses called the Shatsandarbhas. False devotees, who have very little knowledge of such conclusions, fail to achieve pure devotion for want of zeal in accepting the favorable directions for devotional service given by self-realized devotees. Such false devotees are like impersonalists who also consider devotional service no better than ordinary fruitive actions.
These are apparent things, so apparent, but we don't read all these things. We have no test in reading and going deep. That is the
disease.
That is the like what disease that cannot be cured?
Cancer.
AIDS.
Cancer too.
Cancer.
Yeah,
and by AIDS.
They are
spreading all these germs there.
My irritated Prasad, no. 1 hour has been passed. 1 hour.
1 hour passed?
Yes, more than 1 hour.
Went in 2 minutes. You want to? Her questions have been all. I think that most of them had been answered.
That why waste time with teaching, you know, not to take pegs and, you know, intoxication. So why? So why did Prabhupada seem to think it was very necessary for this day and age, for the preaching mood? He seemed to think it was very necessary to preach.
Yes.
These particular things over and over again.
He's saying to devotees who have already, you know, accepted devotional service and heard these things already.
I don't always understand.
You should understand. That is why misguiding comes.
Misunderstanding comes.
See, he lives in Mathura. In Mathura and in Vrindavan, people don't do that.
No, but I mean, when you initiate Western devotees here, we have some...
I have told all these things.
Yes.
Those who are beginners, it will be told surely. Other platform will not come. But in Vrindavan, no use of that. All they have, they don't know. They are above that platform. Having so much affection for Krishna and Radhika, they don't tell Krishna, Radhe, 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 Radhe.
And Sripad also call you, open the
door, Radhe, I think Radhe. That they are more superior than myself. Once I was taking parikrama of Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. Have you gone there? Radha Damodar temple, where Prabhupada used to live first. I was alone. In the midday, about 11, there was a lady, she was going forward and I was going after her. She was still alone. Oh Radhe, oh Radhe, oh Radhe. Tears went high. Oh Radhe, oh Radhe. None was seen this. It was not artificial. I took the dust of that lady's feet. Oh, you are so smart. I give lecture, but you cannot give lecture. But your devotion is so superior than myself. I will have to take births to be like you. So their devotion is like so. In Mathura, I go to some places. They call me very honorable. But when I go and I see their kirtans, the modes of kirtans, their weeping, I become astonished. Really, how they are so above than myself. So, I used to give honor and chori karke. By stealing, not any person to know that I am taking that. Daily I go to whole Braja and take the dust of everywhere I go. Daily. How a man person common person can know all my feelings. I don't want to
express
all these ideas to you also.
Maruti Prasadana. He has a question.
Just one question. And again, this could just be some more propaganda. I don't know. But I heard from the masses that when all big devotees from ISKCON were coming to you, like Tamal Krishna and Shivaram, and all those were coming, so many were coming, even some
yes.
ladies, persons were saying that you were giving their swarup and giving
that
them
is quite false.
Gopi name.
I have never given to anyone kind of proof. This is quite false, as I have told you.
Yeah.
Anyone can tell? Can anyone tell that I have given their Gopi name and all others' name?
We
and Siddhade?
They
are so much dear to me, all. To anyone, any disciple, it is quite false. No will be, nothing false will be like this false. Only propaganda to show me that, he is so false.
They're trying to discredit you.
No, they want to gather their offense only. Collecting
offense. They are not knowing, they are ignorant. I don't know my Siddhane. I pray only, but I pray that, Srimati Radhika, in your register, note my name as your servant, that any day, in any birth, I will be like Shiva. I also pray to Krishna, Shyam Sundar Shikhand Shekhar Smirahas Murli Manohar Radhika Rasik Mankripa Nidhe Swa Priya Charna Kim Kari Karu. I pray to Shyam Sundar that, Shyam Sundar, if you will please to me and you want to give me any
benediction.
Benediction. Then please note and register that. Please keep me as a Palyadashi or Srimati Radhika. This I do. But I don't tell to any person. I have told, I am telling only to believe my words.
This is a small one. Because yesterday I was asking the question about the guru that when he has fallen, that about diksha, that diksha means that you get connected to Krishna. So because I have been many devotees, some devotees told me that because my guru fell down, my service for all these years was considered worthless.